This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A glance at the economic calendar for the week reminds us that the Federal Reserve's favorite measure of inflation comes out Friday morning, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index. And as enamored as Jay Powell and his colleagues in the big building on Constitution Avenue in Washington might be with it, one cannot help but wonder, is PCE the most accurate measure of price increases? Put another way, does it deserve all the Fed love it gets? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on that one.
Imagine driving a car only using the rearview mirror, not paying any attention to what's in front of you. That's kind of what the Fed has done with the PCE price index, which tells us what happened the previous month. Quincy Crosby, chief global strategist for LPL Financial, says she also keeps an eye on more current measures.
We see from other indicators that the path of inflation is coming down more quickly.
These indicators might not show up right away in the lagging PCE. Things like rent, which Crosby says is edging down. Another problem with the PCE, it's not as reliable as usual because of how the pandemic has distorted inflation.
It's an interesting period right now.
That's Nationwide Chief Economist Kathy Bosjancic with the understatement of the year. She says the PCE is a broad measure of inflation. It doesn't give as much weight to consumer staples like gas as its flashy cousin, the Consumer Price Index. Bosjancic says there's a gap between the two, with the PCE consistently showing lower inflation.
Gasoline prices in the summer had soared to up and around $5 per gallon. You know, during that period, that would help explain one reason why we had the gap.
Also during the pandemic, demand for furniture and other stay-at-home stuff skyrocketed, sending those prices soaring, says Michael Gapin, head of U.S. economic research at B of A Securities.
So the final costs of things that households bought went sharply higher. It was a consumer-driven inflation story.
But Gapin says the PCE only told part of that story. He does think the PCE will become more accurate as pandemic inflation fades. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.